All right, Ken, we have a really exciting episode today because I don't know if you remember that show. What was it on VH1? Maybe of like, Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
About like old stars or whatever. Well, we kind of have like a Where Are They Now episode today with some really special guests that y'all might remember from in January, yep. Like mid-January, we did an episode with three people from our Full Focus Planner community and learned about their really big goals that they were accomplishing this year.
And they were all very different from each other.
Very different. Like we had somebody who was going after a half Ironman, somebody who's writing a book, and then somebody who's trying to leave their job and start their own business.
Yes.
So like these are not just like a, you know, little safe, easy goal. Like these are like
I'm walking for 30 minutes, which is not a bad goal if that's something that you created. Yeah. But they were trying.
These are like legit big
yes,
goals.
Very audacious.
So we're excited today because we had great conversations with the three of them. We had a great check-in. We learned how they're doing, what progress they're making, and some of the biggest contributors to their success so far. And you might be surprised at what they say. For me, like I was shocked at what they said, and then really encouraged to see the common threads for all three of them.
100%. So let's jump in.
Awesome.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market, 5 Impactful Lessons from a 7-Figure Coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
Welcome to another episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Ken Freire here with Marissa Hyatt.
Hey, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Marissa. Well, we got a jam-packed show. We have our three guests coming back, Dustin, Ashley, and Carrie, who are going to give us a progress update on their goals.
All right, so our first guest today is Dustin.
Yes.
So we're going to check in with him and hear how he's doing writing his book.
All right, Dustin, welcome back to the show, man. If you could remind our guest, you were here back in quarter one. What is your goal and what are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah, well, based on y'all's advice, I got a little bit more specific with the goal. So the goal is, broad strokes, is to release a book this year. So more specifically, my goal states release Growing Upward, which is what the book is called, on October 1st. And so my quarter two goal kind of within that is going to be to finish the manuscript by the end of June, which I'm halfway there already.
Nice. Hey,
congratulations. Halfway there.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
So did you build it as a habit goal or was it like, how did you set your goal up?
It's definitely an achievement goal for sure. But within that, you know, most people that I've asked about writing a book say, you know, and everything that I've read on it, you know, I said, if you can kind of do same place, same time every day or every week, which is obviously kind of a habit, right? So I have a same spot that I go to for a couple hours every Friday morning and write.
Nice. So you just are doing one day a week where you're writing?
Right now, yeah. I think if it gets a little bit more intense, then I can probably duplicate that more. But obviously, this is kind of like a side project. This isn't like a money maker. It's more of a passion project. So,
well, I think that's cool because my impression is like, if you're going to write a book, you've got to go every day hard and like keep going and keep going and keep going. And so in my mind, I'm like, the average person cannot go just write a book, even though there's millions of books or thousands, I don't know, released every day. I mean, people are writing books all the time, but it's helpful to hear from somebody, you know, who's a real person and who has a real life that you're not spending like every waking hour on this project, but you're still making a lot of progress just by focusing one day a week on it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's other things besides just the writing that we're getting into now. In quarter two, I met with my wife, who's a designer. She's designing the book cover and layout for me. So we had that meeting already. I'm editor shopping already because quarter three will be editing and marketing mostly. So there's a lot of other stuff that goes into it. So probably about a half day a week right now is dedicated to it.
That's awesome. That's
great. How many words are you writing per day, per week?
About 2,500.
Okay. Awesome. If I remember correctly, you were trying to get to like 1,500, right?
Or was 1,500 was the first goal, and then I blew past that pretty easily. So I was like, let's go further than that. Because I felt like when I got to that word count, I was like, well, I'm not done. Like, I still have more to say here. So yeah. Just went further into it.
Dude, I love that. And the reason I love that is because sometimes when we set the goal, you're like, I could keep going, right? Mm-hmm. And you could keep adding to it. And you're just like, I'm going to push it. And then you push the goal.
Well, it is true. Like often when something we've never done before, we kind of underestimate what we're capable of. And we think, oh my gosh, like I've never done this. So I'm going to really set the bar like within my comfort zone. And the truth is, we often are capable of a lot more than we initially think, especially once we get going. Like once you start that momentum and you get a few weeks or, you know, months even under your belt, it's like, oh, I can actually do this, or I can do more than I initially thought that I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dustin, where are you, you know, as far as progress, where are you at? You said about halfway through. Is that the place that you want to be, where you're like, I'm excited, I've achieved it? And yeah, we'll start with that first.
Yeah, so I built in some margin. I'm a work back schedule person, and so I built in some margin to have some grace weeks, knowing that there's going to be some weeks that I'm either just not feeling it, or life is going to happen, I'm not going to have time to get to it. So based on that margin that I've built in, I'm right on schedule. I should be halfway through chapter five right now, and I'm just starting chapter five this week. But the margin that I have built in will all end up shaking itself out.
That's awesome. What do you feel like has been the thing that has kept you staying on pace and staying motivated, even those days that you might not wake up and want to go do, you know, go write? What's keeping you at it?
Honestly, telling people.
Accountability?
Telling people, hey, there's a book coming out on October 1st. And I've even started a pre-order on my website for the book. So now I have to deliver.
You've really got to. Yeah.
I did that on purpose. I was like, I need extreme accountability for this. So I'm going to just put it out there. And so I've had a few people already pre-order the book, and I'm like, well, now I got to deliver it.
Well, I feel like this is really a goal achievement hack for all of you who are listening. If you have something that maybe feels like big and scary, and you don't know if you're actually going to do it, or you're going to want to stick to it or not, telling people in your life, and especially if it is something that is appropriate to tell publicly, can be a good accountability in terms of keeping you going, even when it gets tough. We talk a lot here at Full Focus about the messy middle, and you're kind of starting to enter that. I mean, we're now at the time of this recording, 4 months into the year. You know, it's often when people may have lost sight of a goal or they need to rework it. But I think accountability is a huge hack, because when you know I'm on the line, people know I'm doing this thing, and I've already said publicly that I was going to do this thing, and you've added even like another layer by adding the pre-order, which I love. And, you know, if you're maybe not writing a book or you're not selling a product, and so you can't do a pre-order, you can also do something like set the celebration ahead of time. And so, you know, like, okay, I've already committed to completing this goal. You know, I've got some kind of celebration, or, you know, some kind of check mark at the end of this goal that I've committed to, that I've taken a stand for publicly. I think it really helps you actually follow through with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. Even if it's like, I've been thinking through like a launch party, as a part of kind of the book launch. And so I'm like, okay, I need to put a date to that launch party here pretty soon. Start inviting people, and then people show up and I don't have a book. That's not going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little weird. It's launch party for
It's going to be a little weird. Launch party for that book eventually.
Yeah.
Dustin, you know, as we wrap up here, I'm just curious, give people some tips. You know, they've gone through a quarter accomplishing their goals. You're doing it, right? You're writing your book. What's been some helpful tips besides keeping accountability that they can use right now?
I'd say a couple things. Number one, margin is everything. Give yourself grace weeks and grace days or whatever it is. If it's a habit goal or an achievement goal, give yourself margin to get there because life's not perfect. Our plans tend to, we have the perfect plan, right? That's kind of what we feel like. We carry around these books all day, these full focus planners, and we're like, this is the perfect plan. I never have a day that goes exactly to plan. I'm assuming most people here have the same thing. So margin for sure. And then having the grace enough to kind of either fine tune or shift your goals if need be. Some other of my goals for this year, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a full focus user as well. And I was like, man, I really feel like after the first quarter, this isn't quite hitting the mark of what I wanted. But I'm like such a rule follower. Like, I'm just like, no, this is what I said I was going to do. I'm going to do it, you know? And he's like, why don't you just change the goal? And I'm like, you could do that.
It's so funny. Dustin, you and I are probably really similar where we're like, no, these are self-imposed rules that we put on ourselves that now we feel like we have to follow to the T.
Yeah. What kind of person am I if I can't stick to it?
Right. Yeah. You know? Exactly. This is your life after all, you know, exactly. Like you get to set the rules, you get to decide what goes or what doesn't go when you give yourself grace, when you don't, you know, when you need to give yourself that tough love and stick to it. But like, this is your life. So if it's not working the way that you've set it up, change it. Like you have full permission. We're giving you permission here right now. Dustin is giving you permission to change the rules. Yeah, Dustin, if you need to.
Not me. I'm going to stick to it no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 out of 3. We're good.
Yeah. No, I mean, Dustin, I love that because I know for me, I'm huge on like faithfulness and loyalty. So like if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. But then there are times where I just bit off too much that I can chew.
Yep.
And I just have to come to a place of just like, okay, I'm taking a break and I have to change this. It's not an issue of character. It's just an issue of capacity.
Totally. That's good.
So I love that. Just giving each other grace to make sure that we can.
Yeah, I'm the same way with like book reading. I had to learn late last year on some book reading goals. I was like, gosh, this book is not great, but I feel like I have to finish it.
Yeah.
And I had some friends just tell me like, man, life's too short. Don't finish the book. Move on. And I'm just like, you can do that? Because I told myself I'm going to read this book.
So and true.
It's just not great.
Well, Dustin, can you share with us where people can go pre-order your book? Because we would love to support you in this goal.
I love that. DustinPead.com, P-E-A-D. You can go there and click on the store. It's right there at the top.
Awesome. Well, we will put that in the show notes as well. And we're so excited for you. I'm honestly very impressed that you are on track and on pace because I mean, you're a star student because I feel like this is usually the time, like I'm not even, you know, in a lot of my goals
she has
on pace.
In all her goals.
Yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways I have. So I'm impressed and I'm like, I need to maybe speak a little more publicly about my goals. So stay tuned.
You're telling me that you're going to put it out there makes me nervous for sure.
Dustin told me to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, awesome. Well, thanks, Dustin, for coming on. And we're excited to check in Q3.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Next up is Carrie, which she has some amazing updates on her progress.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
Well, Carrie, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Thanks, guys. I'm super excited to be back. I'm doing pretty great.
Good. Well, it's good to have you. We're very excited to hear an update on your goal progress. But for those who may not have heard the first episode, or it's just been a while. I mean, it's been, what, like 2.5, 3 months at this point since we last heard from you. So give us just a quick idea of what goal you were going after that we're talking about, and then we'll talk about where you're at with it.
So my overarching absolute main big goal for this year is to generate a specific number of revenue with my business, which I launched in July of last year, so that I can retire from my job as a professor. And I am super excited to say that I've put in my notice.
What? Oh my gosh.
So I am very much on track to reach that number that I set for myself. I've even kind of upped the ante on the goal. So I've set, you know, a goal for myself to make 100K within the first year of business. I have through the end of June to do that. I am about 25K away. Wow. So I, like, you know, so pumped up and fired up after we met in January. I actually had my biggest ever month, revenue-wise, in January.
That's awesome.
I celebrated my 40th birthday in Barbados, which was in March. And so I feel like I'm super excited to talk about my goal. I'm so excited about the progress that my business is making, that I'm making. I've hired a full-time, I have two full-time team members, one part-time team member. So, like, I'm doing the thing, guys. I'm doing the dang thing.
I feel like
thing.
We need to, like, cue Alicia Keys, "This Girl Is On Fire." Like, I feel like that
you
needs to.
You should sing it because I can't sing.
Yeah, we don't have the rights. You can sing it. Say,
we can't because of copyright.
This girl is on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, I love this. This is so exciting. Yeah. Like, okay, this is so fun because for those of you listening, Ken and I literally have not talked to any of these three people since our last episode.
Yeah.
That we talked to them back in January. So, like, we're just as much in the dark as you guys are who are listening. We made sure that before, you know, when we brought them on to start recording, we didn't talk about anything before. Like, we said hi and then we hit record because we didn't want to know before we knew.
Yeah, you know? These are our first reactions, our real reactions.
And it's just so cool to hear how much progress you've made just within, what has it been, like 3-ish months since we've talked?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. So, Carrie, tell us a little bit of what contributed to your progress.
Honestly, I think a little bit of scarcity mindset because I told myself, you know, this is a major goal that I want to achieve. But I don't really like to look at it like in a negative light. Scarcity is such a negative way to look at it, I think. Instead, I just started searching for more opportunities. And then as soon as I got an opportunity, you know, I tried to celebrate it. And that really just helped continue to build up the momentum. Mm-hmm. And then I thought to myself, you know, if I have this job that I've had for, you know, 8 years, this profession I've had for 8 years, if I keep kind of leaning on that as a crutch, I will never fully be ready to let go of it. Because, you know, we talked about last time how you know, I feel like I'm shifting my identity, shifting everything I've known from before is now changing. And so I didn't want to keep holding on to those thoughts because I felt like that was like limiting beliefs. I really just continued to put my nose to the grindstone. I think that's how you say that. And kept, you know, using my planner, writing out my goals, breaking them down into small action steps that I could take every single day versus thinking about like the big, big goal, because that just felt so daunting. So when I broke everything down into my like, you know, daily big threes, I was like, okay, at least if I just get these three things done, I'm still making progress and it's paying off. And that progress just feels so good. I also kept in touch with the others. And we would message each other and just like touch in and see how everyone was doing.
I love
this community so much because it is so supportive. And I think that having that sense of encouragement and accountability and also just being like, you're not alone, even though you guys have really different goals, like none of your goals are even remotely close to each other in what you're trying to accomplish, but just you guys going through the goal achievement process together, you're probably experiencing similar things, even though what you're working on is so different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
You know, Carrie, one of the things that I think is really important for us to just hear is that you were talking about no matter what happens, you had these few goals that you're like, or a few daily tasks that you're like, I'm going to achieve these today. Mm-hmm. And you made it happen, right?
Yes.
And that's the important part, that most people are like, I'm trying to do 1,000 things. Like, no, it doesn't matter about those things. It's just the right things that you need to get done. And that's what you did. And that's where you're here today saying, I'm crushing my goal. And I've actually had to amp it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, like, so actually when I was on my trip, it felt so good because I could relax because I had done all of the work beforehand. I didn't have, like, yes, I have a team that helps and I still had to like check a little bit of email and be a little bit available, but I could go to the beach and not worry about not having Wi-Fi on my phone. I could go relax and like be in the moment and like on my birthday, I mean, I turned 40. That's a big thing, right? Like I didn't have to worry about work and clients and everything else that was going on because I had already done all the prep work. And, you know, January, I made 50% more than what I had anticipated on making.
Wow.
Yeah. And that just felt so good and like such a relief off of my shoulders. Yeah. And just, I was able to do that because I sat down and really wrote out all of my goals, wrote out, you know, just reverse engineer it. And I know you guys preach this all the time, but really thinking about the big picture and then working backwards in order to make it achievable for the everyday life. And I'm just so very grateful for this community and for the planner to keep me on track. Like, at the end of the day, like sometimes I get mad at myself if I don't use up all the pages and I'm wasting so much paper and I'm wasting the planner. But then I'm like, wait, but I did my big three. That's the most important thing, is able to cross off those big three and then I feel accomplished. So
what are you doing? It seems like you've had some amazing accomplishments so far. What are you doing to celebrate?
Well, outside of my trip to Barbados, I can't go out of the country all the time. I do think that I want to plan another trip in July, just because that will be when my business is 1 year old. Mm-hmm. That'll be at the end of Q2. And then I can, you know, take some time and just maybe a week to even recharge my batteries. I mean, it is so important to celebrate, because I will say when I did take the trip to Barbados on the airplane, even though I was, you know, going to relax, I just got this idea for this new offer. And, you know, I had that space to relax and not be in like the, you know, the deep of the work. And it allowed me to map out so many things. So I came home, not just feeling rejuvenated, but also feeling like more prepared for the future. So I want to see if I can like recreate that again to celebrate in Q2 once like, my business will be that. 1 year, and then I won't be at the university anymore. I'm going to celebrate definitely by not having to grade anything.
That's amazing.
I was just going to say, it's great to hear that like rest creates opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you were just talking about, like, because it created the opportunity of a new offer, which created more revenue. Mm-hmm. And that's fascinating to hear.
Yeah.
Because most of the time people think the opposite. They're like, no, I need to keep working to create more opportunities. Yeah. But in fact, it's the opposite.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to step away to make progress. Carrie, I would love for all the people who are listening to this, they've heard, you know, the first episode, now they're listening to this one and going, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like, great for her. But what about me? Like, how can I translate this into my life? What words of encouragement do you have for people, or any tips or just advice as they're listening, thinking about whatever they're trying to accomplish? What words of wisdom do you have for them?
Absolutely. So one thing I tell my students all the time, and I need to tell myself this probably more, is whether you believe you can do it or you can't do it, you're going to be right. Mm-hmm. So something that I do to help me is I have my quarterly goals on sticky notes. So I have them on the wall right behind my computer. So I see them all the time as I come in and out of my office. I also, of course, you know, keep my planner on my desk all the time. But another thing that I think contributes to my success is I love doing my weekly review, but sometimes I feel so overwhelmed with all the things that I need to do that I forget about the smaller but incredibly important tasks. Like, did you review your goals? Did you schedule time to relax? Did you block off CEO time? Did you block off free time? And I know that sounds stupid to block off free time, but I'm one of those people who needs to, you know, block off the calendar and say, this is when you're not going to do anything. So I keep that like checklist for my weekly review also on the wall right behind me. Because if I don't have those main pillars in my life, then I'm not going to relax. Then I'm not going to be able to set off time for CEO time. Then instead, I'm just going to be working in my business and never actually working on the business or working on myself to feel better about myself. So I think just for people to know that it is hard work, but if you set yourself up by planning for the work to be hard, by preparing for the work to be hard, and then having those, you know, like my sticky notes are kind of my crutches. Having those crutches there, it's always easy to fall back on those. So when I am feeling super overwhelmed and feeling like, you know, paralysis because I have so much to do, I can like, oh no, wait, this is what I need to do. This is exactly what I need to do. And it just brings me back on track.
I love that. It's so, so good. So when is your official last day at your current job?
My official last day is May 6th.
Okay. Well, we are cheering you on. We are so excited and just like celebrating, shouting from the rooftops. Well, from the phones or the car speakers, wherever yeah. people are listening. But we're just so excited for you. And I cannot wait for our Q3 update with you to hear how it's going now that you're out of your current job and totally within your business and all the things you're learning at that point. So we can't wait yeah. to talk to you.
Congratulations, then. Carrie.
Congrats.
Thank you guys so much. And thanks for having me on here. I feel like, you know, knowing that there was the potential of reporting back, that accountability really kept me going.
It is really true. Well, you get a gold star. Good job.
Yeah. Two gold stars.
For sure. Awesome. Right. Well, thanks, Carrie. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Bye now.
All right. And last but certainly not least is I think one of the most inspiring goals to me, which is Ashley. And she's the one who's running this half Ironman. And it is pretty crazy. So let's hear how she's doing now.
Ashley, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back on.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Can you remind our participants, you were here for the first quarter. You had some goals that you wanted to accomplish. Just remind them if they didn't listen to that show or, you know, it's been a couple months now. What was your goal for this year?
So my goal is to finish a half Ironman by it's happening on July 28th up here in Maine. No time goal, just finish is the goal.
Amazing. I mean, this is a really big goal. For those who may not know what a half Ironman is, can you share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a 1.2 mile swim, a 56 mile bike ride, and a half marathon. So 13.1 mile run.
Wow.
That's it? That's it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's so intense. I'm like, for people who have never seen that happen, I've been through several of these races as a spectator, not as a participant. And I just watch all of you do it. And I'm like, this is the most intense thing.
Well, I do think before we jump into your update and hearing how things are going, I think this is like for everybody who's listening, and I'm saying this to myself too, whatever your goals are, like you might need to like raise the bar. I think it's so easy to think like, yeah, I could never do that. Or it's just like too much for me. But like the truth is, we're really capable of accomplishing huge things. And I think we often underestimate what we can accomplish. Yeah. And so, Ashley, thank you for having the courage and the audacity and the bravery to go after this goal. Because I think for me, like, if nothing else, it's encouraging me to amp up what I'm going after. So thank you, first of all, for that.
I appreciate it.
Secondly, will you share with us an update of how things are going? I mean, we're now at the time of this recording, you know, a little over 4 months into the year. So how's the training? How's it all going?
Yeah. So Q1 was really about setting the habit of working out more, of experimenting with a new ideal week, of getting back on track with nutrition and figure out, you know, going into detail, macros and calories and all that kind of fun data stuff that I like. And so what I found is that my new ideal week is working great. I've set more time in the mornings and in the afternoons to work and have a nice big chunk of time in the middle of the day to get my workouts done. I've definitely had some things to deal with up here in Maine, we had a couple snowstorms that knocked out power for a good chunk of time, a couple times.
Wow.
The trails are all muddy. The roads are not great to run on. So I've really had to utilize some tech in my riding my bike inside, and I have a little treadmill to run on. Dealt with some illnesses and stuff like that. And I think the biggest part when you're creating a habit is when you fall off that path of getting back on and figuring out what's the easiest way to get back on. And thankfully I'm sore right now from a strength workout that I did today. So thankfully I'm back on track.
Awesome. This is really profound because there's a lot of people who fall off track and never know how to get back up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what did you find was super helpful? Because honestly, it sounded like you could have had 1,000 excuses to stop pursuing this goal.
Right.
You were
most
like,
people would have quit by now.
Power outages, storms, you know, like you just had to pivot quite a bit, but you still maintained it. So how did you maintain that?
Number one, keeping the goal in mind. I when I sat down to do my Q2 planning, it was nice to reflect on my goals and say, hey, this is the first time in a while that I feel pretty good. So I've kind of kept with the plan for this quarter, which is nice. And, you know, reflecting on the reason for doing this goal, which is to kind of a big lofty thing to push towards and to get back in shape. And I've seen enough progress that I know that doing the next easiest thing will get me back on track.
Yeah, I feel like this is so important because if we lose sight of where we're actually trying to go and the reason why we're trying to get there, of course, we're not going to stick with the habits, especially when it gets hard, your power goes out. I mean, I'm frankly curious, like, what did you do when your power was out?
I took rest days. It's hard because you don't want to work out because you don't have running water and, you know, things like that. Yeah. But just, you know, doing whatever I can. Readjusting my schedule and trying to be flexible as much as possible. Shoveling snow is a pretty good workout too in and of itself.
It is.
Well, I feel like, you know, what I'm hearing you say is like, do what you can, but have grace with yourself that real life happens. And I mean, I am guilty as charged when stuff, you know, happens in life and things get crazy. Stuff, especially when it's stuff outside of your control, it's so easy to throw in the towel and just be like, yeah, forget about it. So staying connected, keeping that goal visible and staying connected to the motivation, the why you wanted to do it in the first place, what's at stake if you don't accomplish it, all of those things are really important to keeping us on track and staying with our initial goal. Was there anything else that encouraged you to stay with it or has been helpful, you know, whether it was when the going gets tough or as you're just walking through this, you know, multi-month process that was helpful for you to stay on track?
Yeah, absolutely. So two things. One is a streak tracker. So I like checking boxes and marking off things. Another big one is my accountability buddy and just knowing that I'm meeting with him regularly to update each other on our goals and just knowing that like, hey, I'm meeting with him. I better make sure I get my stuff done.
I think accountability, it's interesting. You know, we've talked to all three of you and every single one of you in different ways has talked about this conversation of accountability and how critical it's been for each of you as you stay on the path towards your goal. Because it wasn't like any of your goals you were accomplishing in the first quarter. For all of you, it was going to take multiple quarters, if not all year, you know, in some cases to accomplish the goal. And it's cool. I think that for most people, accountability can feel scary or they're afraid because it might, I don't know. I think Nick usually is the one to chime in and be like, well, I don't really, you know, want somebody who's going to like call me out. So Ashley, from your perspective,
I was like, why you got to call Nick out about being called out? Like, well,
but he does. I mean, it's usually when we're talking about accountability.
Ken and Marissa have like a desire to be called out.
Well, I don't have a desire to be called out. I just know that it works.
Well, no, but I have like a shrinking feeling when you tell me that might happen. I go like, well, I just want, if that's where this is headed, I'm not going to start.
Right. So for those people who might shy away from accountability and say, well, I don't want to do that, or it feels really scary to me. Like, what would you say to those people who they could benefit from it, but they might be nervous about seeking that out?
I learned a long time ago that it's incredible the progress you can make when you just be vulnerable with other people and just put your own ego and put your own concerns aside and just open up. Because at the end of the day, we all have the same issues. We all have the same self-doubts and we all have the same, you know, anxiety about things and worries. And we're all meant for community. And if we find that, then we're more likely to hit our goals.
It's really, really true. That's such a good word.
Yeah, I love it. Ashley, as we wrap up here with this, what are some tips or advice that you have with people who are just trying to accomplish their goals here for Q2? And they might have gone through a lot of hard seasons and hard things have come up and they're like, gosh, I just don't know if I can keep going. What would be a good advice for them?
Yeah, one foot in front of the other, one day at a time is sometimes the best way that you have to do some stuff. You know, I've had to deal with things in the past and just one day at a time. And what's the next best thing? If you have a million things going on, get it down on paper and look at it and say, what makes the most sense to start on first and then spend 15 minutes on it.
I love that. So good. Well, we are cheering you on. We're so excited to continue following your progress and hear how things are going. July, what date did you say? July?
July 28th.
28th.
That's going to be a big day.
That's really exciting. Fast approaching. So, you know, probably a lot that you still got to work on, I'm sure. And we can't wait to follow along. So we will check in with you likely after you've already accomplished it in Q3. So stay tuned until the next time. But thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, Ken. So I'm curious to know, after we've talked to Dustin and Carrie and Ashley, like, what did you take away from this?
I think the two biggest things, the first one was just a messy middle. Everything's going to be messy. It's never going to be perfect, but just doing one thing at a time, just keep moving forward was for sure the big takeaway. On top of that, or the second thing would be the accountability measure. All of them had some form of accountability, whether they were nervous about coming back to the podcast or they just had an accountability buddy, something for people to say, no, I have someone to support me along the way.
Yeah. I found that really fascinating as well. And, you know, accountability is something we've talked about when we're talking about goal achievement. It's a great strategy to use to ensure your success, but I think it's really underrated. I think people brush it off and either are kind of nervous about it, like we talked about, or they just think, it's not like, I don't need that. Like, I'm an adult. I can do this thing, or I can stick to my commitments. But the truth is, like, even if you are really good at sticking to your commitments, life happens. Like, Ashley was a great example of this in her life, where she had some huge storms that were totally out of her control. But having that accountability partner was really crucial for her success at staying with those daily habits for herself. And to me, like, that's my biggest takeaway, is I want to make sure, no matter what I'm doing, that I put in the appropriate level of accountability to help ensure my success.
That's so good.
Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed hearing this update. We're excited to get to talk to all three of our goal achievers in Q3. So we'll be back here in a few months talking to them, hearing how their progress is going and what they're up to now and what they're working through, all of that stuff. So thanks for joining us on Focus on This.
This is the most productive podcast on the internet. So please share it with your friends, all your friends, in fact, and be sure to join the Full Focus Planner community on Facebook so you can benefit from the creativity and encouragement of people chasing big goals just like you.
And we'll be here next week with another awesome episode. We're actually going to be talking about three habits to optimize your health, so you don't want to miss it.
Until then,
stay focused.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market, 5 Impactful Lessons from a 7-Figure Coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.